especially guys, you'll know if this is you, no offense, but like guys who are quite insecure, guys who have got low self-image, they'll keep their prices low. Anyone relate to that? It's okay. I know that that sounds like a bit mean, but it is absolutely the case. And I was like this when I first started off. When I first started coaching, like my first thing that I was selling online, I was selling my time for about £1.25 per hour. Literally. £1.25 per hour was my first rate that I was selling at. And you might think, oh, but you know, but you're a limited believer, you know, my skills aren't that high. I don't have this. I don't have this. But if you have an offer right now that's live, or you're currently thinking about it, which is going to be a low price, any limiting belief that you've got right now isn't going to be, like, it's not going to change, right? Like, so this is where so many guys will start arguing with me and be like, oh no, but Hamza, see, this is the reason why I suck. I'm young. I don't have much experience. I don't have this. I don't have this. Like, they start to, like, essentially, like, just self-deprecating, saying, yeah, see, Hamza, I see, I'm a piece of shit, Hamza. That's why my prices are so low. So do you think by having low prices that these things are going to change? Or would you maybe perhaps increasing the prices start making you feel better about yourself? Start putting pressure on you to improve your skills? Start putting pressure on you to find better customers? I see this block with many entrepreneurs, and I really think there's quite a few in this call right now who will do this. Even after this call, they'll still actually do this. They'll still price their product far too low. Just because it hurts you in some ways, because what you price your product generally is like equal to your own self-esteem. And many people don't have very high self-esteem. They've got very low self-esteem, so they'll be selling themselves like I was, $125 an hour. And then they'll cope and argue. Oh, no, but, you know, like, no experience, no, you know, I'm young. Oh, yeah, the people I'm selling to are really young. Like, again, I don't think I've still got that picture, but just remember the picture with the trainers and the AirPods. Oh, my customers don't have much money. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So you see, Tate's program, Sneeko's program, it's similar to ours, right? It's a private community. You learn, like, the skills of being a man. I could have made mine 37. So why did I make mine 10 times more expensive than theirs? 500 to join and then 99. So 10 times more expensive for the first month and then twice as expensive for every month after that. Why did I do that? Sounds crazy, right? Like, so I've seen some like 10-year-olds comment saying like, oh wow, you know, Hamza's is 10 times more expensive than Hustlers University. Because trying to compete on price is not going to win. So what could you compete on? Give me some ideas in the chat. If you're not going to compete on price, what are you going to compete on? On value. And how are you going to compete on value? How could I make this more valuable? What would I need as the fuel? How can I make this more valuable? If this is my car, what's the fuel that will go into it for the destination? What is the fuel? I need money. Lots of money, which is high price. So do you see how this becomes like a very positive, this is called the virtuous cycle of price. Which is that when you increase your price, everything good happens. You make more money undeniably. It seems like simple math, but it's more like every time you increase your price, the conversion percentage goes down, but overall, you generally will make more money. You increase your price, you make more money, let's say, per month. You make more profit per sale. You can hire more people because you're making more money. Your customers are more committed. Your customers think that your product is more valuable, like the three wines. Your customers have, since they've invested more, that means that they're more committed. That means that they're going to get better results. They're going to get better results, which means that you're going to get better testimonials. Better results means that your self-image improves because you genuinely believe that your product is good. Any other positives for increasing the price? Less demanding customers. You increase your price and you get a whole host of pleasant positives. Of course, you've got to make your product worth it. It's got to still be valuable.